The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Hey, this is Chalene Johnson, and thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Build Your Tribe. I am delighted you're here. I also wanted to let you know that it's really important you look through the titles of past Build Your Tribe episodes. So often I hear from you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and even on Periscope asking for subjects, which I've either done a whole series of episodes on Build Your Tribe, or at least I've done a really in-depth review of that particular topic. I share that with you because this is your source. This is your place. This is your destination. If you're building a business, if you want to strategize more and spend less time working on your business, but yet have your business make you the kind of money you dreamed of, and you want to know how to do that, we've covered every topic from email list building to Facebook pages, every form of social media, creating your own online academy, just about any topic you can think of related to building and improving your business and working less. I've covered it in some fashion here on Build Your Tribe. So I invite you to take a look at previous episodes. Go ahead, download a whole bunch of them. And you guys, the best time for personal development is when you're in your car, while you're exercising, while you're getting ready in the morning. Buy one of those speakers that you can have in the shower. Dude, like, I can't even tell you how many Audible books and podcasts I'm able to get through since I bought one of those speakers that I can listen to in the shower and while I'm getting ready, blow drying my hair, getting dressed. That's a good 45 minutes to an hour every day of personal development. There's not enough hours in the day. I don't want to take you away from your family or your business or your hobbies for that matter. So use that time wisely to expand your brain and to do your best thinking. Today's episode is all about figuring out what your brand is and what it is you're supposed to be putting out to the universe so that you can attract the kind of people that you want to work with, that you enjoy working with, and most importantly, the kind of people that you feel compelled to serve, because that feels so good. Like, you are in your purpose when you're helping the kind of people that you want to help. You're helping the people who are so much like you. So without further ado, welcome to Build Your Tribe. Well, I'm going to talk to you about personal branding, which I think is way overcomplicated, and why people are so afraid of selling and why most people make selling super slimy and they don't need to, and they really shouldn't. You should not be selling so slimy. So that's what I'm going to talk to you about. So I want to start by summarizing branding in one sentence. Personal branding, anyways. Personal branding, simply stated, is what makes you uniquely you. That's it. It's not the colors of your website. It's not what you sell. It's not your typography. It's just what makes you uniquely you. Because there's a million other people doing exactly what I'm doing, exactly what you're doing, or very similar. But what makes it special is your own twist on it, your own way of doing things. It's the reason why your friends were attracted to you. It's that thing that draws people to you. And it's also the thing that drives people away. What makes me uniquely me is the same thing that people watch me and they'll go, oh, I get her. I like her. I trust her. I know her. It's also the same thing that people will see me and they'll go, I can't stand her. She bugs me. I don't like people like her. She puts me off. I have my own perceptions of what she's like, and I don't like her. If I am not uniquely me, I can't draw people to me, and I can't get rid of people that I truthfully, it's not a good idea that we work together because I'm not going to like you and you're not going to like me. And I don't want to hold back on who I am because that's not fun for me. And it's not fun for you. And it's too complicated and it's too hard. And I can't figure that out. I can't keep track of that. And it's inauthentic. And when people are inauthentic, A, you can see it. And B, you're not happy. When you're not truly being who you are, you're not happy. So when we talk about personal branding, we make way, way, way too big of a deal about it. What is your personal brand? It's highlighting what makes you uniquely you. It's not everything about you. It's the pieces of you presented in a way that are unique. In other words, let me give you a great example. When it comes to doing fitness videos, what makes me uniquely me is that I have a different approach to fitness and I have a different approach to health and diet and nutrition, and I just want you to be happy. And I'm not a food police kind of person, and I don't believe you should diet down, and I don't believe that people should go on crazy diets or exercise like maniacs. Here's why I think you should exercise: to be happy, to have energy. That's it. Anything else, I don't really care about that much. And that makes me unique. And so I have to play that up. So whatever piece makes you uniquely you, you also have to play it up. When it comes to teaching marketing and business building, what I have to play up is the way that I uniquely teach, which is I break things down with analogies and steps and bullet points. Because lots of other marketers and people who teach marketing and teach business building, lots of people do the exact same thing. So how do I do it uniquely the way that I do it? I play up the fact that I'm not very serious about it, that I like kind of a tongue-in-cheek approach to all of this. I need lots of analogies. I am a terrible student, which I think makes me an exceptional teacher. I understand how people learn, and that's what I play up. I also play up the fact that it's gotta be real. So I gotta be real with you. I gotta talk to you the way that I talk. I gotta tell you how I feel. I gotta make these faces because that's how I am with my friends. So if I tried to be scripted, if I tried to be like the people who I learned from, I would be like, hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You know, like, and bullet point number one. And I'd have like a suit on. And no, I've got like my lipstick on, and I'm just going to talk to you the same way I would talk to my girlfriends. And if I can do that, then you immediately know who I am. And then you can immediately make a decision. I don't like her. She bugs me. Or, oh, I do like her. We could be friends. I trust her. Right? You want to do that for two reasons. Number one, because you need people to know who you are quickly, because it's a pain in the butt to feel like people don't like you and that they're judging you. And then like they've been hanging around for a certain amount of time. And then suddenly they're like, oh, I didn't know that's what you were about. Or, oh, I didn't know that's what you were like. And then they leave, right? One thing I tell people right up front is I am a concept person. If typos, words spelled incorrectly, and mistakes bother you, we shouldn't be friends. We should not be friends, because I make all kinds of mistakes. But you know what? I get things done. And the people who are all caught up in mistakes and perfectionism, we shouldn't be friends. You're going to learn that I'm going to drive you nuts and you're going to drive me nuts. And that's not fun for me. And it's not fun for you. And I don't need you sending an email to my office that there was a typo in my last email, or that there was a typo in my last infographic. I don't care. I really don't, because I'm giving you a concept. And so I need people to know that right up front, and then we can be friends. Right now, if you are a wordsmith and if that kind of stuff does drive you bonkers, I want to save you the heartache and the frustration of having to deal with someone like me, right? I'm also going to tell you that when I pray, I sometimes thank God for waterproof mascara. Like, there's certainly a shallow side to me. And I will also tell you that I'm a Christian woman and I make no bones about that. But I also do on occasion have a mouth like a trucker. But I need you to know these things. I also need you to know that I love music from the 80s, and I also love very explicit rap music. So that's who I am. I want to put that all up front for y'all so that you know what makes me uniquely me. So what makes you uniquely you? Right? That's what your personal brand is. And we make way too big of a deal about like, what's your brand? What's your brand? What's your brand? It's just who you are. And then it's putting it all out there and amplifying the things that make you unique. Like if it's your sense of humor or your sense of style or your very quick wit or your ability to dance, like whatever it is, no matter what you're doing, you can put that into no matter what you're doing. I guarantee you, I was just like this when I was a waitress. So no matter what you're doing, that's just always what makes you unique. It doesn't matter what your business is, what it is you're selling or not selling. It doesn't matter whether you're in business or working for somebody else. Just always know that we make too big of a deal about quote unquote your personal brand. And it simply means what makes you uniquely you. As that relates to selling, I must say this. I don't believe in selling. I never have. and I never will sell. I will only ever serve people. And those who ask about selling or struggle with selling, it's because they're selling. Selling sucks. Selling is slimy, you guys. It is. I don't want to be sold, and I'm not going to sell you anything, ever. I'm going to serve people. And if I have something I can suggest to you that I believe will serve you, then I'm going to tell you about that. And if I have something I want to sell you to make a buck, then call me out on it, because that's slimy and I will never do it. Why will I never do it? Because I don't like people who do it to me. We're on guard for that. I don't want to be sold anything. I want people to recommend something to me, and I want the people who I trust. That's who I look to. It doesn't matter what it is they recommend. If I like them, it doesn't matter what category it comes from. I'm like, oh, if you say I like it, then I probably will, because I like you and I trust you. And so where'd you get that lipstick? And okay, so what did you think about that movie? And how do you feel about that book? And what's your favorite social media platform right now? And so when we trust someone, when we like someone and we trust them, we just listen to their recommendations. So here's what I need you to know about that. Is you should never be selling. And I know so many of you are, you freak out about selling. You're like, well, I don't know what to put out there in social media to attract people to me, because I'm in a multi-level marketing organization that offers essential oils. I want to start my own academy. And so I don't know what to put out there to attract the right kind of customers to me. And you know, I'm not sure what I should scope about, because, well, I haven't even started my own business yet, but I've got an idea for starting something. So you're always worried about, like, what kind of content should I put out there if this is my business? I'm about to make this so easy for you. Are you ready? You should put out content that helps people get to know you. As you see, I do all kinds of things on Periscope. You just met my son. You met my husband earlier tonight. And not that we have to see your whole family, but, you know, we kind of have to figure out who you are so we can figure out whether we like you, whether we can trust you. And if we like you and trust you, we'll probably pretty much do anything you recommend, as long as you don't sell us. So you don't ever have to sell. I don't have to sell you anything. I don't have to sell you anything, and I'm not going to sell you anything. I will recommend something for you if I think it would help you. I'll create things for you if I think it will help you, but I will also tell you who this isn't for. I will tell you this is not going to serve you. For example, the Virtual Business Academy. That's one of our online academies. It's not going to help you if you have no idea what kind of a business to start. That's not going to help you. I don't want you to do it. It's not for you. It wouldn't serve you. If you have an online business and you are up to your eyeballs in things that you need to outsource and things that you can't figure out, and you're always running out of data and you never have enough storage and you can't find out where your files are, and all this is a complete disorganized chaos mess, if it's a hot box of hell, as I like to say, you, my friend, need the Virtual Business Academy. But I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm going to suggest it to you. That's all. And if you trust me, and if you've been following me for 10 years or 5 years or a year, then you've already figured out whether you can trust me based on my integrity. So there's one thing you must remember, is that you don't ever have to sell. You have to build relationships with people. And you do that by recommending things that don't relate to your business. Like, for example, the other day, I went berserk on telling everybody to download Leah Remini's book called Troublemaker. I said, don't buy it. Download the Audible. It's unfreaking believable. You won't be able to stop listening until you're all the way through it. It is so good, and it is so funny, and it's so fascinating, and it's so interesting. And do I make a dollar from that? No. But I want you to know it's that good, and she drops a whole bunch of F-bombs in it. So, like, I already have to make that recommendation knowing, like, okay, I don't have to apologize to my followers if they download the book and they hear that, because we already get each other. You already know who I am. I've already told you who I am. So the way that I don't sell is by recommending and talking to you about things that make my life easier, that I find entertaining, that I think are amazeballs, that I have nothing to do with, and I'm just telling you about them because I love you, and I'm going to tell my friends about this, even if I don't make a buck from it, obviously. If I think it's going to serve you in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to tell you about it. That way, I never have to sell. Every single year when we go snowboarding, there's this restaurant that we eat at in Park City that's on the mountain. And every single time we go into the restaurant on the mountain, I always go, hi, is there a manager on duty? Oh, awesome. Okay, thanks. I'll just wait right here. Oh, hi. Hi. We're here every year, and we love dining at this particular restaurant on the mountain. I just can't help but notice that everyone has their mittens and gloves all over the floor, and they're on seats and chairs. And I'd like to just make the suggestion that you could place hooks. You know what you could do? Here, about this little baggie of 3M removable hooks. You could just put them all over the restaurant, like even under the tables, and then the people could hook their mittens and hats and helmets, and then see how all these people have put their hats and helmets and chairs, and they put them all on chairs, and they're taking up all these nice chairs where you could have paying customers. So what I was thinking is maybe you could just get just a bunch of hooks. You don't have to use permanent hooks. You could use like 3M hooks, and then there would be hooks everywhere, and then everyone could just hang things. And the next year I do it again, and Brett's like, Chalene, you're not going to do that again, are you? I'm like, I am. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my own damn hooks. I'm going to hook them all over the restaurant. This is such a simple fix. Hooks, and you're going to have more business. Buy a few dozen 3M hooks, and more people will walk in and go, hey, there's seats. Right now people walk in, they go, there's no seats. Yeah, let's go to a different restaurant on the mountain. Just hooks. That's all I'm trying to suggest, is some hooks. So I don't have to sell. I'm a problem solver. And if I think something's going to serve you, it might seem a little pushy at times, but it's simply because I got a solution and I want to make your life better and I want your restaurant to do better. So buy some hooks. I don't have to sell because I serve. And I think people, once you understand, like, you know your intentions, so never doubt them. If your intentions are to help people, don't worry about what other people think. I don't care if somebody says, oh, she's selling or whatever. No, I'm not. And I don't really care if you think I am, because I know I'm not. So why would I care what you think? I know my intentions. As long as you know your own intentions, if you know your own heart and you know you're doing right by you, doing right by God, doing right by others, who cares what other haters have to think and have to say? That's what I have to say.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode on Build Your Tribe. Now, if you are a Marketing Impact Academy student, I cannot stress to you enough the importance of listening and re-listening to each one of the modules, even after you've already watched the video. How do you do that? In each and every one of your modules, you will see that there's an MP3. Download those to your phone. Listen to them while you're getting ready. Make sure that you use that time for personal development, because marketing is not one of those things that just comes naturally to all of us. It's the repetition. It's the thinking about it and processing it and hearing it again and then hearing the same thing said a little different way, and you're in a different frame of mind and you're in a different place in your business. And it just has a different impact on you. The Marketing Impact Academy is there for you for life. And I just can't stress to those of you who are students enough how important it is to repeat the lessons, because things are always changing, most notably where you are in your headspace and in your business. And to those of you who are not yet members of the Marketing Impact Academy, no, we are not currently open. Actually, I guess I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but at the moment, enrollment opens up just once a year. And if you're not certain if we're open, then feel free to send us an email at operations@chalenejohnson.com. And we look forward to serving you inside the academy. Until then, I hope that you continue to spend time with me here on Build Your Tribe. As always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So we're done. That's it. Until next time.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to chalenejohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337. And that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Percent of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.